way down in Missouri when I heard this lullaby. While the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high.
Welcome to Show Missouri, this is Missouri one county at a time. We are in a county that is so much fun. Placed down here in southeast Missouri, not far from where I'm from, up in the hills of Butler County. We are in Pemiscot County. You can't go any further south or further east in the state than Pemiscot County. Founded February 19, 1851, the 102nd county formed. It is 513 square miles. Like I said, we are in the very corner. We are in the heel of the boot heel, and we are joined by Vaughn Meredith, the county commissioner. Commissioner, thank you so much for having us. We sure appreciate the hospitality.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The lady we've already established runs the place, Pam Treese, the county clerk. Thank you so much for sticking with us. She obviously, when she first walked in here, didn't want to be on the show, but we begged her enough that she's going to sit in with us. Mark Cartee, thank you so much for having us. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then David Greer, commissioner, thank you all so much for having us here in the beautiful county courthouse in Caruthersville. I love the drive. Once you get off the interstate, when you come down by the levee and then you turn down that beautiful main street that leads you down the river, it is a gorgeous place, and it's got to be kind of, it's got to make you feel a little better about coming to work when you drive down that beautiful lane with all those trees. It is absolutely, Norman Rockwell, if he's going to paint something, would paint that main street leading down here to the courthouse. It's got to be nice.
It is.
Pemiscot County, now I am from southeast Missouri, but as you know, my northern listeners, I'm just where the hills start, so I may butcher this, but Pemiscot County was named for a local bayou, right? Pemiscaw, meaning liquid mud in the Fox language, is that right?
That's right.
It's so funny, you would think being on the river, most of the counties are older, but I guess Pemiscot County was just liquid mud, right? So you really couldn't build much on it. Yeah.
It was a delta area.
Yeah.
It was a swamp. They had a drained swamp.
So I was reading how they have a Murphy Mound archaeological site that might have been occupied as early as 1200 CE. I think that's before Christ in woke talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what that means. But where would that Murphy Mound site be? It said it's a privately owned place.
Cottonwood Road, right?
Is that the Indian Mound?
Yeah. That's the Indian Mound.
Is that D Highway?
Yeah. So how would you get there from Caruthersville?
You take Highway U west. And as soon as you cross the interstate, it's the first road to your left, Highway D.
Okay. That's privately owned, they said, now.
Always has been, as far as I know.
Yeah. To me, even up Butler County, you'd find the good arrowheads on a levee where it'd been turned over. You know what I mean? That's where you'd really find, if you would find a good arrowhead, up to this day. I mean, they've been picked over, but, you know, with it raining and stuff, you could find a good, especially after a flood. You could actually, that'd be the good arrowhead hunting. But that's on a private land, I guess.
Who owns that?
Well, it goes back to the Murphys and the Stanleys. I think the Stanleys.
And you grew up around there. Didn't you grow up out there?
Yeah. I did.
People, what folks back then say about that spot? I guess it was a higher elevation spot because they had the swamp, and that's why they settled it.
Well, I'd always heard about it, but when I was a kid, I never did go to. I never knew anything.
Spent the night over one time as kids.
Isn't there another one at Wardell? Isn't there another one right outside of Wardell?
Yeah.
There's one right outside of Wardell. Another Indian Mound over there, right west of Wardell, out by where Lance Walker used to live.
Yeah, okay.
Right. It's gotten to be high though, for them to settle it, because it had everything else to flood it.
Well, everything right there is flat anyway. It's just a big hill.
It's a noticeable hill. A lot of hills around here, you can just burn. They're just a real gradual ride.
Well, there's Crowley's Ridge and there's Indian Mounds, right?
Right.
Crowley's the topography of them. Yeah.
Really Crowley's Ridge is over in other counties.
I was reading where the first European settler was Francis Le Sueur. Now, I may have definitely butchered that name. In 1794 at La Petite Prairie near Caruthersville.
Prairie.
Now, where would that be from here?
Well, Little Prairie, the cemetery is right down at the end of Ward Ever.
So it's in Caruthersville. So, my favorite question I like to ask is, Mr. Meredith, how did your family come to live here in Pemiscot County?
We came over here in the 1920s. We came over here from all my paternal folks, and my maternal folks both are from Tennessee.
Okay.
What part of Tennessee?
Cuba Landing, around Tennessee River.
Yep. Now they come over Irish, German,
a little of both.
Yeah.
bond. I don't know if it's got a little German heritage to it or not, but like I say, a little bit of both. Like,
Miss Trees, how'd your family come live here in Pemiscot County?
Well, my dad grew up here. His name was Roger Medlin, and he actually was.
I recognize that last name
here, and also Wisher. But yeah, moved here, saw wife, and he farmed, and so that's
where. Where's the farm at?
Here in Pemiscot County.
But where are we at in the county?
Actually, out near the Indian Mound, out in that area. Just he farmed all around.
Where do y'all live now?
Here, just here on Ward Avenue.
That's nice. We're just talking about that. That is, it's such a beautiful street. You have done a lot. Courthouse is very nice, but you really maintain the downtown area. It's really beautiful. I mean, you've got, you kind of ties into the river, a little port look at stuff, but really the downtown has been made, those trees. Gosh, it'd take you 100 years to grow trees like you have down here. It is a beautiful place. Mr. Carty, where did your family come live here?
My kinfolks all came from Alabama. They're Bolton, Town Creek.
When did they come up here?
Oh, the Lordies. Back, I guess, in the early 1900s, I guess.
Yeah. Where do you live at now?
I live right outside of Hayti.
All right. Mr. Greer, how did your family come live here?
Yeah, my family related in Tennessee also. I think Dad then moved over here mid to early 1900s.
Famous. Never since.
Well, from the river life, this whole area didn't grow as fast because of the river's flooding. Some of the places up north in the north at a little higher elevation, so they grew a little faster. But whatever inhabitants were in Pemiscot County, I guess the big earthquake in 1811, 1812 pretty much took everybody out of here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, number one, you're building on soft ground to start with. And then those earthquakes, people think of the one earthquake, but there was a whole series, right, that kept, you know.
From 11 and 12.
Yeah, it kept
January,
going.
December, end of January.
I'll never forget, I was in junior high, and one day some doctor predicted there'd be another earthquake. Back in
Browning.
The 90s. Yeah.
Ivan Browning.
Yeah, Ivan Browning.
It was 1993. You're young.
I was in junior high.
Well, did you know after that happened? It didn't happen. He moved to China.
I bet he did.
He changed his name to Ivan Wong.
You know, Kelvin, we ain't gonna do better than that. We got out of school that day. I mean, folks were scared. Yeah. I went to Neelyville.
It created the Real Foot Lake. And at that time, when he said it was gonna happen, if you went to Real Foot to eat, like a lot of us always do, they had a sign-in sheet there when you walk in the door. And there's people from CNN and all these people. You had all these news cameramen.
New Madrid was the same way.
Yeah, they had everything.
Or said the earth couldn't move up there because of the weight of all the troops.
Died. I mean, they just died. They were all over the roof. Yeah. It was amazing.
Well, as a guy that owns newspapers, that might not have been the worst thing that could have happened. I will say, though, I remember that vividly, that this guy predicted it. And I remember as a kid thinking, how'd you predict when there's going to be an earthquake to the day? But he did,
And everybody took it serious.
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal.
Well, I think they had one, but on the other side of the world. It was over in Japan or someplace.
Oh, well, that might be why he moved over there. I'll never forget that. So, there is still stories, though, about that it leveled everything in Pemiscot County.
And the Mississippi River run backwards.
Yeah. For how long did it run backwards?
About 2 days to fill up Real Foot Lake.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how Real Foot Lake was formed.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how, and you can tell other counties that were a little north that weren't as bad as impacted by the earthquake, they grew a lot faster than Pemiscot County. I mean, that really did stunt the growth of everything.
Until they started, draining this area.
Well, I was going to say the floodways. Yeah. I can't remember floodway exactly when the floodways.
We're going to get to that next.
Okay. That's gave people the opportunity to move in here. I think one of them dried the place out.
So I've heard of this town my whole life, but after the legislature formed Pemiscot County, the first county seat was, I've always heard of this town, and when we was a kid, we'd laugh about it, Gayoso?
Gayoso.
That's right, how you say that?
Gayoso.
Well, good. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Gayoso.
That was just damn lucky guess is all that was.
Sunk into the
river. This sunk is out in my...
In the curve out there, just
north of the port.
Yeah. Now, how would you drive there from here?
You go back like you're going to Haiti, go west, you turn there at the port,
yep.
and just take a gravel road about a mile and a half from there.
Because they said it's pretty close to here, right?
It is real close.
Yeah. Yes. So they said the place was the art engineer said it was the worst selected site for a county seat in the history of the state of Missouri.
Well, it was, yeah.
It probably was.
Well, see, even here in Crothersville, they have sinkholes. You can drive down Ward Avenue.
Yeah.
The street will just fall in because, you know, I'm sure the river is under.
Well, it ain't too far from the. So the Gay also said it was the worst spot ever selected for a county seat. The county purchased, this is interesting, that there's a really unique thing. We'll talk about this courthouse. The relationship between the state and this community is very interesting. I've not read this anywhere else in the state. The county purchased 50 acres. Now, usually someone would donate it and sell lots and what have you. The county purchased 50 acres in 1854 and built a small frame building on Public Square. And it sunk into the ground. And so they put in some rock. In 1873, the second courthouse was built for $750. The legislature gave Pemiscot County $750 to build on it. Which that is a rare thing. Almost every time you see that somebody donates land, they want the county seat in their area, the legislature appropriated $750, which in 1873 was
money.
Chunk of money. Yeah. Not nothing now, but you know, chunked in. Mm-hmm. And then the thing burned. This one didn't sink, it burned, which is kind of, you know, it's one thing to lose it to flooding and then it burned. I mean, you're catching from both ends on that. Then they tried one more time. They obtained another appropriation for the state and for $4,000 and built another structure, but they finally gave up and decided Gayoso just wasn't going to work for a county seat or for much of anything else, I guess. Carruthersville residents then came in and donated this site. They selected Charles Ferris to build a two-story white frame courthouse that they used until 1925 when it was just worn out. They kind of they did it a little more organized this last time. They had a preparation for the fifth courthouse, which is actually quite a few for most counties. The county offered the old courthouse, and nobody bid on it. They tried to sell it. Nobody bid on it. So they moved it across the square where they used, and they dismantled it in 1925. This building we're in.
Where is that?
Right there. Where the Dairy Queen building is.
Projects.
Yeah. They said they tried to sell it. Nobody buy it. So then they finally just moved it and then took it apart and dismantled it later, I guess, for wood. Then this is an interesting thing. So Carruthersville decided they were going to build a school and a courthouse at the same time. They decided to build the two together to make sure they got done right and I guess to build community support for them. Then Henry Hohenschild, who designed a lot of courthouses around here, I think he was responsible for the Mississippi courthouse. It was always so beautiful. Yeah. That Mississippi courthouse is always a jewel in the whole state. They didn't quite build it back as grand as it was after that one of the more interesting fires in Missouri history. You know, yeah, dadgum lightning.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Right before the FBI came to town.
Yeah, I thought that happened all in New Madrid.
Well, that happened there too.
Yeah, they had kind of.
I'll never forget that Mississippi County story. You know how these Missouri stories go, but basically they were wondering about the elections. And all of a sudden, somehow they were getting investigated, and the Dagum courthouse, and all the prisoners got out of the jail fine. Everybody made it out fine, but the records
burned up.
Yeah, they had to burn up.
Sounds like David Hume.
Yeah, every time he was going to get out,
every time he was going to get out, they had fire.
He was the mayor of Haiti Heights.
Yes.
You talk about a fun town. I mean, there are good stories about Haiti Heights. We mentioned Bob McDonald, who has now become a South Louisiana legend. He built a lot of stuff at Haiti Heights. They put a lot of infrastructure
yes,
up there.
Yes, they did. Him and Mako.
Yep.
Yeah. Mako Construction. That's how David got his house built.
Oh, sorry.
It looked just like the housing authority bricks. That's amazing.
A few of them just fell off that truck.
Yeah.
He just liked that color.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting thing. They built it in 1925, and because the prices went down, this was like $50,000 under budget. $50,000 in 1925 money.
A lot of money.
Under budget.
Man.
The bottom fell out of prices from when they bid it to when they finished it. It was hugely under budget, which I know for a commissioner has got to make kind of warm your heart a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, but if I was a contractor, why would you want to be fishing that? Here's what you got, man. Pemiscot County.
So the Civil War in Pemiscot County, really, they said it hadn't developed all that much after the earthquake and then the flooding. They mostly skirmishes and guerrilla activity, but General Jeff Thompson from the Confederate General, the Swamp Fox, used to conduct raids. He used the territory to hide himself. But there was a couple notable skirmishes that were pretty good. The Scout in Pemiscot skirmish in 1864, when the war was about over, they had a pretty good skirmish of Union scouts out here scouting for guerrillas, and I guess they found them, and they got outnumbered. And then there was a lot of Pemiscot County folks fought over across the line in the Pemiscot Bayou fight, just across the Arkansas line, a lot of folks down there. After there was so much bushwhacker activity and disruption, the county was almost totally deserted. They turned the county's administration over to New Madrid County from 1864 to 1866. Boy, that would set pretty rough these days.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Must have been nobody here, because whoever was here.
That would be a very uncivil war.
Is there such thing as a civil war?
I guess there is. They call it that.
No, yeah, I'm moron. So then in 1892, the legislature created the St. Francis Levee District that really opened up the area, right? I mean, if you look at the growth of the county, it's kind of stagnant until they start draining it, and now it is what it is today. It's an amazing feat. We mentioned Bob McDonald from the legendary S.H. Smith & Company. It's amazing what engineering has done for Southeast Missouri. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a book called Swamp East Missouri. I guess it's really about the late 1890s, early 1900s, when they started draining it. And now we have a place to live. Like I said, it wouldn't have been a dry place to do much before then.
Yeah. You got some interesting history there yourself.
A little bit, yeah. Well, like I said, Pemiscot County is not boring.
No, you know, it's never been boring.
Ain't nothing about Pemiscot County. I've been here many times, and it's always fun.
Little Chicago.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
It's been called Little Chicago a lot of times.
Yeah.
Back in the days of Clyde and the boys.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about
them. He's just a different place.
Who's Clyde?
Clyde Orton was a Pemiscot County Sheriff. Very good friend of mine, great guy. He was in office. Danforth got after him because Danforth
was running.
He was attorney general, running for governor. And so he had to catch somebody.
Yep.
So he come down after Clyde because Clyde was big. And he wound up getting him, but the way he got him was a chicken fight that he was allowing some folks on the south end to have chicken fights. And they found out that he knew about it, and that's how he got ousted.
Nah.
Come to find out, yes, but they come to find out that Danforth and him got to be real good buddies. After he got to be governor, he come back, he won again. He ran election, and he come back as wonder. He was very, very straight that time. Yeah. He was very honest here. But he wrote everything by the book. But he's a legend in Pemiscot County, I think.
Yeah, no.
Little Chicago, I like
guy. He was a real good guy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. We'll take a break and come back and talk about Pemiscot County today. Here on Show Missouri, this is Missouri, one county at a time.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance.
The Show Me Missouri podcast is brought to you by our friends at HALO, Heartland Area Landowners. HALO is a membership-based organization for folks interested in farming the sun and the wind. HALO members are passionate about their land, our world, and stewarding the resources that feed America, power, and its economy. Farming the sun and wind has incredible benefits for farmers, landowners, and all Missouri communities, all while helping secure America's energy independence. To learn more about HALO and how you can get involved, visit heartlandowners.farm. That's heartlandowners.farm.
Welcome back to Show Missouri, the history of Missouri, one county at a time. We are in the never-boring Pemiscot County, the absolute heel of the boot heel down about it. You can't go any further southeast of the state of Missouri than Pemiscot County. We are here at the very historic Pemiscot County Courthouse, the fifth courthouse built here, second one here in Caruthersville, set near the county commissioners and Pam Treese, the county clerk. Mr. Cartier, where do folks work here in Pemiscot County?
Well, we have the shipyard, we have the hospital, we have schools.
Casino.
The casino. But a lot of people go down to Newcore, down in Bible.
Yep.
And go to the mills down there. And there's one in, on farther, where's it at?
Oak Hill.
Down to Oak Hill. Big River. So there's a lot of people right there.
I always hated when Naranda went out. There are a lot of a lot of folks right here worked in Naranda.
That, helped, that probably hurt New Bedford County worse than us, but we had a lot of folks working up there too.
Yeah,
but most of them went on south.
I guess agriculture always
about agriculture. Yeah. Well, it used to though. It would take back in the day when the population was big, it took a lot of hands to run farms. But now with equipment and everything, it is there's not very many.
The population's diminished quite a bit.
Yeah.
Tell me about the politics in Pemiscot County.
I don't know anything about politics. It used to be a very democratic county.
It did.
Everybody was democratic.
I always thought Pemiscot County was one. You know, there's a trend in Missouri. Everybody from the Civil War, everybody was Democrat, except St. Louis and a little Springfield. And then the Depression, everybody was Democrat, period. And then you had a few places. You know, St. Louis had some Republicans, Greene County. Cape County became Republican, and it kind of around the 80s started voting Reagan a little bit, the federal level, and then the 90s, some state legislators won, but the county courthouses were always still Democrat. And then Trump came, and then it seemed like it turned a lot, but Pemiscot County
It was turning a little bit earlier than that.
Bill Everson.
I think Judge Curry's the only Democrat left in the courthouse.
Everybody
else is a Republican.
Yeah. That turned a little before Trump?
Oh yeah, it's starting to, the trend started before Trump. But when Trump come in, it really everybody starts.
But really, that's still later than most counties.
Yeah.
Why do you think Pemiscot County a little later?
Yeah, it's just
you had to be Democrat.
You had to be Democrat to get elected.
Yeah.
Just
kind of
stuck.
Nobody ever wanted a Republican.
Nobody who.
I think the first Republican I remember is when the governor appointed Stevens.
Oh,
Tom Stevens?
Tom.
He was a Republican.
Yeah. What was he?
I was a pretty side commissioner. Wasn't he commissioner?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I used to.
Well, but he wasn't elected. He was appointed.
Yeah.
And then everybody, like I said, started swapping over and saying, run a Republican. The last Republican, the last Democratic commissioner we had was, you're a Democrat, aren't you? Oh, you're right. That's right. You beat he was a Democrat.
I was first term governor. My wife had signed me up.
That's her fault.
My first term, I ran independent. Second time, I ran a Democrat, and this time, I ran Republican. So,
Denny Meredith ran independent.
Yeah, yes,
he was one of the only
ones.
Yeah, they locked him out in that room up there.
They sure did.
I was a Democrat, slammed the door in his face. Story.
That's when Jack Davis was sheriff, and
Shirley Kay.
They were going to Shirley Kay. His wife wanted to be state representative.
Yeah.
And I was on the committee at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got together. Bob Turner was running also. Bob was running in there.
Yeah.
He didn't get a single vote.
Yeah.
But he didn't get nobody. He was hot. And he left. And,
somebody already gave him one.
Nobody was.
Christian charity.
Then he only got like six votes. That's the, I think me and Betty Jane and the banker up here.
I'm not Betty Jane.
Yes. There was six of us that wanted Denny to win, but everybody else, the High Hill Mafia, wanted Shirley Kay, so she got it. But then Denny ran independent and beat her, so it makes
Denny Meredith is a person, it is very hard to do in Jefferson City to be respected by just damn near everybody. Respected Denny Meredith.
Yes.
He went into the federal ambassador service, right?
He was an
ambassador, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's in ambassadors
is
way
to he
worked for the State Department.
Yeah.
But
he went got posted up somewhere.
He's been all over. He's been all over the world with these embassies.
Yeah.
In fact he's here. He just came in yesterday. He's home.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But he's resigned from state representative, and he had told me that don't be surprised if the FBI doesn't come asking questions, And I thought, yeah, right. And sure enough, here, I don't know, several weeks later, here they come up. They didn't want to talk to me. They wanted to talk to the farmhand. And so anyway, first thing he's He's been to the Philippines. He's been to.
Well, you don't seem much like a ratting type. They probably skipped you.
Yeah, they probably did.
I got a funny story about this. They came to the legislature, and I wasn't there, but or anything. But the story was, Denny Merritt is very well liked, even the Republicans.
That's good to hear.
Denny Merritt, and respected him, and he came in. They came up asking questions about it.
Uh-huh.
And John Britton was this very legendary lobbyist. He was Anheuser-Busch. He was a D-Day. I mean, John Britton was an amazing guy. And he's the only one that would talk to him. Nobody else wanted to say anything because they didn't know they wanted to get him in trouble. Uh-huh. First, they thought he was getting investigated. And they thought they were out to, because he didn't really, before he really resigned, they started the application process. And so they sent somebody from that federal building in Jeff City over to the legislature and asked him, and everybody's like, I don't know anything about what you're talking about. Nobody wanted, they thought this after. And finally, John is the one that said, no, he's gonna do this for you. Because he talked about doing that.
Yeah.
But they said, this is part of that before you get hired.
Foreign service, I think what they called it.
Yeah, foreign service. And so John Britton's the one that said, guys, they're not investing. They're trying to get
trying to hire trouble.
They're trying to give him a jail sentence. They're trying to give him a job. But yeah, I remember Denny being independent. That's the only one in the legislature at the time. That was kind of mm-hmm. rarity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he really ran because they didn't get the nomination.
Yeah.
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 There's a long history of those type of things happening. I remember Joe Driscoll, who was the EcoDevo director.
Joe Driscoll.
He's told this story. There was a vote. And he was from the western side of the St. Francis. And so
I was there that night, too.
Tell me that story.
That's when Jerry Heyer got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Heyer was senator. Yeah, we had to design the votes.
But Joe was like a upwardly going places guy.
Yeah, but you know what happened?
What happened?
At that time, I was chairman of the Democratic Committee, and I was mayor of City A-Time. And we had some grants that we applied for. And it got right down to matter of fact, they called me. The guy that was doing our work called me and said, hey, we got it. I just got a call. We're going to be funded. The next day, we didn't get notified. Couldn't find out. Driscoll pulled us out and put somebody else in. So we had a chance to be the senator. And so we weren't going to do that.
It wasn't as much of a hill flat thing as it was.
Well, it was that way. The people on the other side, yeah, it was Jerry Heyer ran, yeah. Joe Driscoll, and the guy, the banker here from Focus Bank. What was his name? Can't remember.
Pat Lee?
Pat Lee. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he was running. There was those three. And so we told him, well, you got a choice. You can either have Pat or you can have Jerry Heyer. Because mm-hmm. we went into caucus to talk about what we're going to do, and everybody over there wanted Driscoll. And it was basically a tie. I think there's two votes difference. And then New Madrid County and Duncan County, I mean, New Madrid County and Penobscot County, Hal Hunter and his wife, and me and Betty Jane, is us four. So we decided to go with Jerry instead of Joe. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that was one of the main races that flipped the majority, though, later on, is when Foster beat him.
Yep.
Beat Jerry.
Yep.
You made
Joe would probably have been a better one, but like I said, there were some sorry apple people on me about it. You better not vote for him. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
Well, Joe went on. It worked out for Joe.
It worked out, yeah.
I mean, he
went to be head of economic belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you fare then?
I said, oh, shit. That's exactly what I said. Here we go.
That worm turned a little bit. You said something, though, that struck me. When you asked your fellow commissioner if he was a Democrat or not, yeah. It just kind of shows you most of the stuff in here ain't got much to do with it.
No political things in here.
No. You
know. No, we don't.
No. But, I mean, that kind of shows you.
At one time, Penobscot County had a reputation about politics and everything like that, you know. They said the little boy, they walked up to the courthouse, the little boy sitting there crying. And they said, what's wrong? And they said, well, my daddy come to town and he didn't come see me. He said, well, son, he said, your dad's been dead for 5 years. Yeah, but he voted in the last election. So that's kind of the way it was perceived.
Oh, that little Chicago.
Yeah.
Mr. Reed, tell about the schools here in Penobscot County.
Well, we our biggest ones here in Caruthersville. And then we've got Hayti. We have one in Steele, Cooter, Wardell. And then we have our special school district.
Delta C7?
And Delta C7, yeah.
What's a special school district?
They have kids with disabilities. Make things available.
So who's the Caruthersville rival?
Hayti.
But is it football? Is it basketball? Is it all?
Well, it's all of it.
Football, basketball, shooting. Yeah.
Like football, we have a big battle of the boot hill.
Yeah, mostly football.
My husband's a coach. Football.
So you have to live this. Yeah, I feel that. Who's got the better end of it?
Well, this year we do.
You said that with a big smile on your face.
We've won more state championships.
You think so? I'll have any.
One.
So now, 2A, 1A?
We were 1A, yeah.
1A.
We played the state championships in the semifinals and the finals. The total score for Hayti was 98-0.
Wow.
When we won the semifinals and finals. We had helped.
So, 1A, are you still 12-man or 11-man?
Yeah.
I know a lot. There's some change. North Missouri, 8-man is a big deal up there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I've watched an 8-man game. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I really thought it, you know, I kind of like it the way I've always liked it. But the 8-man wasn't bad. There's a little more action, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just got more space to...
Yeah, I've never seen 8-man.
I kind of, you know, wasn't that excited about watching it. But when I watched it, I was like, oh, it's not too bad. So 1A school is Caruthersville 1A or 2A?
No, it's 3A.
Oh, 3.
3A now, yeah. We're 2A in basketball. The way they got set up, we're 1A in football and 2A in basketball.
So, tell me about some of the famous folks from here. There was a Senate president, J.F. Patterson. A Senate president from Peach Orchard, which is, I guess, across the line in Duncan County. But I think Jason Bean's going to be the next Senate president from here. I read where Cedric the Entertainer's from here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What? Yep. Caruthersville, Hayti.
Caruthersville.
And then a buddy of mine, Greg Razor from Cooter, went on to be a state senator. He's on the tax commission now up there. But he moved to Kansas City. He's a Democrat. He moved up Kansas City. The first openly gay man to serve in the Senate. That's what folks said. I didn't research it myself. But really nice guy. The governor of Parson put him on the tax commission. But he's from Cooter. Anybody else I'm missing?
Yeah.
As far as politics, I don't think so.
Tell me where folks go for fun
around here.
Leave town.
I start saying someplace else.
We got a casino here that's pretty. It's the first one I think they let them build on the ground and off the river.
Yeah.
The kind of the moat thing.
Yeah, they got away from the moat deal.
And we started off with the boat. We had the boat, really boat first.
I remember the boat. Yeah,
they went up and down, and then they parked it, and then. Now they just do it wherever they want to now. It's got to be so close to the river or something like that.
Yeah, you used to have to dig a trench or some stuff. Because they did in St. Louis. They went and dug some trench.
There's a tank of water underneath it. Casino. Now you tell me, and I'll tell me what that's for.
You know
something about the legislature. Why did they put that?
they outsmart themselves quite often.
I mean,
there's an old saying, too cute by half. That describes most of the gambling regulation in the state. You can walk into any gas station and play slot machines, but you got to have a tank of water under your casino. I want to thank our, don't want to forget to thank our sponsors, Missouri Farm Bureau, Missouri Association of Counties, Missouri Association of Electric Co-ops. Let us come to places like Caruthersville and talk about fun things like the history of Pemiscot County and that great story about Joe Driscoll. But my favorite question I like to ask, Mr. Meredith, if you had somebody come down to Pemiscot County for the day, where would you take them?
I think if they were coming down to Pemiscot County, I think I'd like to take them to there's a cotton gin out there.
Yeah.
And let them watch that, see how that works.
And the trees, if you had somebody come down, let's say we brought Steve Hobbs down here, where would you take Steve?
Well, I'd come by the courthouse.
Yeah.
Because I love this courthouse. And then down by the river and just out look at some of the farms.
Yeah.
That's what we're about here. So,
Ms. Carty,
I'd probably show everybody just take them a tour of the whole county. Just let them see how flat it is because it's amazing. People get down here and see how flat it is. I mean, You can describe it, but until you see it, you really don't know.
You see it for miles. Can't you? Normal them hills, you can just
see it. It's so flat, and you can go out and take them out and show them the operations, and especially during the harvest time. I think that'd be very interesting to a lot of people. Especially the new cotton pickers, people hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think if I was coming down here, I'd have a beer with you. I'm German. I'd be with you on that. I'm a little thick, but my elbow is
bent. I understand.
Mr. Greer, why don't you take somebody?
I'd kind of be marked. I'd run that show around the whole county, but then I'd have to introduce some of our kind of world famous eating joints. Our Chubby's restaurant, it's kind of known worldwide.
Oh, it is. They earn their reputation. That's good.
Yeah, they're great.
I'd probably wear a little size smaller pants if it wasn't for Chubby.
My son owns that.
Yeah. Is that right?
And what's your son's name?
Nicholas.
That you're right. That you can go lots of places in the state and you say Chubby's, yeah. They either think you're talking about me if I was talking about that. They think about that.
The ex-sheriff started that. Yeah. He was the original Chubby.
Yes.
He started this back 20 years
ago. What was his name?
Oh, at least
Tommy Greenwood.
Tommy Greenwood started that, and matter of fact, Nicholas worked for Tommy. When he was going through school, he worked for Tommy there.
Well, they got a good thing going there.
Yeah, they did.
That is good stuff. Well, thank you all again for the hospitality. I sure appreciate it. Thank the Farm Bureau, the co-ops, and the counties for letting us come. Places like Caruthersville, talk about the history of Pemiscot County. We'll see you next week here on Show Missouri, the history of Missouri, one county at a time.
Way down in Missouri, when I heard this lullaby, while the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high.